I'm very hopeful that the world will step up to making sure that we have the resources to deliver the humanitarian needs which have arisen because of the terrible ongoing conflict in Syria for the millions of people both inside Syria and beyond, particularly in the neighbouring countries to which they have fled. And I believe that the approach that has been taken by the co-hosts to making sure that it is strategic, both to meet immediate needs of the Syrian people, but also to build the building blocks of hope, both education, jobs, and protection, which is so important to the people of Syria.
But if you get the funding that has already been asked for in your appeal, you still need access. You still need to be able to get it to the people who need it the most. How are you going to overcome that problem?
As we have been doing over a very long and sustained period of time, negotiating day in, day out for access with all the parties, because even when we have Security Council resolutions to enable us to get the food, water, shelter, education, medical supplies into the people in need, whether they're in besieged or hard-to-reach areas or anywhere where they are suffering, we have to have a clear, safe, unimpeded access, which means we have to negotiate with all the very grave complexity of warring parties so that those very brave UN and their partner workers are not imperiling themselves and so selflessly getting the aid to the people in need.
And how would you express your hope for the conference in comparison with political talks, political negotiations that don't seem to be going anywhere in Geneva?
This conference, the so-called London-Syria conference, is absolutely vital. It builds on the three successful previous conferences to raise the funds necessary to support the humanitarian needs of the Syrian people caught up in this conflict. And I'm absolutely clear that there is a will on the part of the world's citizenry to mobilise, and I'm very hopeful that the conference will yield the means by which we can deliver on the humanitarian needs of the people of Syria and in the neighbouring countries.
But if you have the means, you still need the political support from those who are ruling in Syria, those who are fighting in Syria, to get the aid to where it's needed.
Well, apart from the access, which is the law, it isn't a question of negotiating. We should just be given the access, that is the law. But equally, the best humanitarian response to all the humanitarian needs in Syria and elsewhere is the fighting stops. So, of course, any political talks have to be the right emphasis to be trying to make sure that, as there will never be a military solution, we are seeking to find a political and diplomatic solution. There is never going to be a humanitarian solution either. There can only be the meeting of humanitarian needs to fill the gap that has been caused by the continuing fighting. That's why the political talks are very important, and we as the humanitarians will do all we can to support those.